The Confederate Command Post. From his command post at the forks of Middle Creek, General Humphrey Marshall had a perfect vantage point to watch the valley and respond to unexpected threats. The lower valley to the northeast was his route of approach, while the left fork of Middle Creek to the south offered a possible retreat. Marshall had heard reports, some false, that Union forces under Craner's 40th Ohio Infantry were advancing from Salyersville to join Garfield. He hoped to intercept them before they could unite, but Craner instead took the road to Paintsville and joined Garfield during the battle. Marshall positioned his troops carefully. Moore's 29th Virginia and the 5th Kentucky Cavalry held the ridge to his right, while Jeffrey's artillery swept the valley from behind the forks. Trigg's 54th Virginia Infantry stayed in reserve behind the guns. Two companies of the 1st Kentucky Cavalry under Clay and Thomas held the ridge to the left, while three more companies under Shawhan, Cameron, and Stone stayed in reserve near the artillery. Holliday's cavalry guarded the supply train. From near his artillery, Marshall directed his forces, confident that the guns would play a decisive role in the fight.